Welcome to FurCast, episode 314. I'm your host, Paradox Red Wolf.
I'm your host, CJ.
Welcome back.
Hello.
For a little bit. Giving us a visit.
For now, yeah.
Yeah. Got all your good boy stuff that you're up to.
I guess.
All your busy dog stuff, which is mainly your drifting stuff.
Yeah, I'm doing that a lot.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's I still have to, like, try that at some point, like, go with you and actually get to experience what that must be like to, like, fly around corners with no traction or, well, some semblance of traction.
Actually, quite a bit of traction, usually. Well, the
And you steer with the gas pedal.
Yes. The hard part is overcoming traction.
That's true.
That's what a lot of people seem to, you know.
You're, like, overcoming it by a certain amount and then trying to control that amount that you've overcome it and then not die.
Dying is one of the important parts. Yeah. Yeah. Usually we don't want to do that. You know, sometimes though, things get a little too rowdy. It is what it is.
I don't know why I'm just thinking of this. Have you ever taken your mother?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did.
Yeah. She loved it.
Oh, really? Okay. Good.
Yeah. She wants to go again, actually. And she told all of her friends that they should go.
Uh oh. And now all of a sudden, you're like, everybody's going to you.
It's like all of her friends want to go drifting now. I'm like, yeah, I don't care. That's fine. Just
yeah.
Come out to an event and we can do it shit. So it is what it is.
So welcome to episode 314. So MFF is coming up. There's also like a bunch of other stuff going on. So next week is Thanksgiving in the U.S. So we're going to be doing that. I'm not sure if we're going to be like doing a broadcast or a show. We might do like a special show, maybe like a movie commentary thing or something. For this week, we're going to do a really short show. This is going to be, basically, we're just going to chit-chat a little bit, round up, and then done. Because right now, we basically don't have anything else. We've been doing shows for a while. We haven't canceled in a bit. And also, there's a bunch of people downstairs that are playing board games. They didn't intend to play board games tonight. They intended to do it earlier in the week, and a bunch of stuff got fucked up, and a bunch of scheduling mishaps. And anyway, they're downstairs doing that now. And I am not about to be that guy to go down there and be like, bitches! Get up here. I'd rather just let them have fun. So we're going to do a short show, and then we'll call it a night. And maybe we'll take some calls if anybody's tuned in live. So I'll jump into the roundup really quick, and we'll just go through a bunch of links that we have for you guys. Some of this stuff is stuff. Normally, I say it's stuff that we don't have time for, and you guys can follow up on your own. But being honest, some of this stuff we're probably going to talk about on future episodes of the show, because some of it is actually some big news. But, you know, we're not going to do a big news segment tonight, so we'll just throw it all in the roundup. So first thing, we'll start with happy-go-lucky stuff. This is a cute tweet that I saw of a bat swimming. Apparently, bats can, like, breaststroke through water, which is a thing. So I immediately sent that to all the bat furries I know, and there you go. That's pretty much that. Next thing, a furry team raised over $34,000 for the ALS Foundation. I believe they did, like, a walk, and they did a bunch of other stuff for fundraising, and it was just really, really awesome. I've been seeing tons of stuff on Twitter about that. And Flera had an article with a bunch of details. So if anybody's interested in checking that out, you can. E621.net is doing upgrades. They've been tweeting about those upgrades, and some of those upgrades are pretty cool. The primary database server is getting newer CPUs, twice the RAM, and NVMe class SSD storage. The primary content server is getting double the storage. It has been all regular SSD for the last year, but they're getting double the SSD storage, which is very expensive. That is a lot of money being put into you being able to browse porn. Anyway, so that's E621. ANW put out a cool video, or at least some furries from ANW put out a cool video.
Is this okay?
Oh, you'll find out.
Okay, well, welcome to Anthro Northwest Main Ballroom. I'm Nolref, I'm the AV lead, and we're about to give you a tour of all whole setup. So, let's start with front of house.
And they took a tour around and showed, like, the lighting console and how things are hooked up and the lighting truss and a bunch of cool details about stuff.
If we come up here onto the stage, you can see we've got a separate parkan hooked up here. At all the sort of entry-exit points of the stage, we had a light to make sure that people could see properly coming on.
And they go over, like, the whole rig and everything. And I know a lot of you guys are really interested in, like, AV stuff. So it might be worth checking that out. It was pretty cool that they gave the whole tour all the way through. So we'll give that a link in the roundup. Next, shout out to Sonic Fox, man. Not that he needs the shout out. He won the Injustice 2 Pro Series. I have literally no clue what that is. But apparently he's very good at it. So shout out to Sonic Fox for winning that. And there's also been some other articles. Kotaku had an article about that one. And apparently Sonic Fox has said that he plans to donate a bunch of his winnings, which I believe is at least 10,000 of his dollars, to his competitor's family to help, I believe, his father who has cancer. Rewind's father has stage 3 cancer, and he went into a surgery a day before the Injustice 2 EVO 2018 champ left for the Injustice 2 Pro Series. And so Sonic Fox is donating the money to his opponent, which is pretty damn freaking cool. So shout out to Sonic Fox for that.
Good deal, man.
Speaking of fundraisers, we got a fundraiser for a furry who was... misplaced by the huge fires that are going on the west coast of the U.S. right now. And I believe his house actually was damaged as well as the rest of the neighborhood. And so there's a GoFundMe for that. So we're going to have that linked. So far they're at $5,800, which is awesome. But speaking of that, this person was into pool toys. I believe the name is Phenod. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Phenod. They're into, like, pool toy stuff. They're part of that community, which I think is adorable. I don't understand the pool toy thing, but every time I see people who are into it, it just makes me really happy because they're happy and I love it. Anyway, they're selling one of them on eBay, and so far it is up to 23 bids. It still has a few days left. It's at $1,700, and it's still going, 42 watchers, and it says Squeak Company Inflatable Pouncing Tiger. So if anybody wants to support that and get a pool toy and support the cause, then there you go. You can check that out on eBay. And this has been all over Twitter and all the like Telegram groups that I'm in. Everybody's been talking about this. CNN is coming out with a special, and they did post a video on their Twitter about it with kind of like a little bit of a, I guess, a trailer, like a teaser trailer for it. And we got that here.
When you first heard of the furry phenomenon, did you think that there could be a sexual component to it at the time?
That's usually the stories that you hear. But it was so different from what I was expecting. Everyone was just so welcoming and happy.
So, yeah. Hopefully that'll be good. Generally, Lisa Ling is a pretty respectable journalist, actually. And I believe Pharaoh is actually going back and forth with her on Twitter back when the whole thing happened with her being at a con. I don't remember what the con was, but I don't know. I'm hopeful. We're all hopeful. That's kind of the way it's going to go. But either way, you know, what else is new? Don't let the media tell you who you are. Be yourself. Don't worry about it. Obviously, people, there's drama in both directions over the whole thing. But either way, that airs at Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern time, and then it'll also be delayed for Pacific time, so it'll be 10 p.m. also Pacific time on, I guess, the This Is Life show on CNN. So, yeah, we're going to kind of hope that that goes well. And last little bit of the roundup is some sad news. Fred Patton passed away. This happened earlier in the week, and there has been a bunch of media and posts and stuff on this on Twitter. All the people who knew Fred Patton and all of the people who worked with Fred. For those who don't know, Fred goes way back into the history of sci-fi cons and furry cons and anime. Fred was translating anime. Fred was one of the quintessential people behind some of the first sci-fi cons that started, as well as the furry fandom in the 80s. And Fred just contributed a ton to all of those communities, including the furry community especially. And there's an article from Flayra on that, just like some of the history. And then also somebody wrote their own kind of more personal post with some details on how they knew Fred and the things that Fred was into and did. And definitely worth a read just to get some history on the fandom and all of that stuff. We're definitely probably going to do some follow-ups on that. I'd love to do some interviews with people. I personally did not know Fred, but I do know some people who do, and I would definitely like to bring them on the show and just kind of talk about like some of that history and where the fandom comes from and all the people who influence it. So, but yeah, Fred, 1940 to 2018. So, rest in peace, Fred. And that's pretty much the end of the roundup. Back to the main shot, which now has a power supply. It's not a battery that's going to die anymore, so that's good. And, yeah. You know, another thing I got is the Patreon shoutouts and stuff coming up for MFF. I'm really fucking excited for MFF.
When are you, where are you going?
I'm going to try to drive down on Wednesday. Actually, it's funny. I actually feel really bad. Nico wants to go, but he needs to be back by Monday. And everyone is leaving. Or sorry, he needs to be back. You know what I mean? Like by Sunday.
Yeah.
So that he can work on Monday. And everybody is like leaving MFF on Monday, including me.
I don't think like anybody really.
Like MFF is the big con now. Like that's the con nobody wants to.
Nobody wants to leave.
Nobody wants. Like MFF, like if there's any con you put your time and effort into, it's that one. And everybody kind of wants to not skimp on it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's like the only one that I like really. Not, I don't want to say care to go to. But I would make an effort.
Yeah.
If there was ever an issue that I couldn't go, yeah, MFF would be the one where I'd be like, yeah, I'm definitely going to go. So that's.
Yeah, I've always kind of said that MFF is like the one con that I would like. There's other, like, if there were other cons and my job was like, yo, we really need you to cover, I'd be like, oh, okay. And I'd just like, you know, go to a different con or something. And I'd feel bad, but that's what I would do. If they were like, no, you can't go to MFF, I would be like, here's my 2 weeks.
Yep. No, I'm actually going to MFF.
Yep. I'd be like, yep, I'm going to MFF. Sorry. If you need any help, give me a call. You know, I'll be on the phone. But other than that, going to MFF. Don't think you're really gonna stop me there.
Like, so just so you guys know, yeah I'm definitely going to MFF.
Pretty much.
I mean, there was one dude that, not con related, drift related. To the event that I went to at the beginning of the summer, literally quit his job because his company would not give him the time off. So he's like, well, I'm fucking quitting.
Wow.
Just quit work. Didn't go back to work. And he's like, everyone was asking him at the event. They're like, was it worth it? And he's like, fuck yeah, it was worth it. So I'm like, I envy you because I'd never be able just to make a decision like that.
Yeah.
Unless it was like a shitty job. If it was like a really shitty job, I could be like, all right, I could see that.
Yeah, especially when you have, like, when you know you could get another equivalent job.
Yeah.
Especially the industry I'm in. The industry I'm in is the kind of industry where, like, you don't get a raise until you get a different job.
Yeah.
Like, that's just straight up. Like, everybody that I know who's gotten a raise is because they just got a different job.
Yeah.
And they just, yeah, that's the way it is. So really quick, just to amend something to the end of the roundup. I'm gonna pronounce it Fenode. I'm going to pronounce it Fenode. I feel really bad about the pronunciation. But either way, we'll link this in at the end of the roundup. We actually have a picture. Shout out to Prax for sending me this. This is intense. My house is of this afternoon. You can see the remnants of my car to the left, the tree, all the toy customer projects, and all of my personal possessions are gone. So I believe they actually made some of the cool toys from that community. That is an intense picture. Like, wow. I cannot even imagine going through that.
Yeah,
so
that's insane.
Yeah. So shout out to those people. And once again, that fundraiser, I will link that GoFundMe. It is Help Our Fellow Pool Party Member on GoFundMe if you want to search it. And of course, we'll link it as well. But yeah, damn. That is, cannot even imagine losing everything like that. So props to, I guess, being healthy and not having any issues in that regard, and hope that things can get started back where they were.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
That totally sucks, too.
Like I always wonder how, like, insurance companies deal with that, too. Like, I mean, imagine.
Oh, I'm sure it's
they're able.
Be.
Like, I imagine there's a process for that, but it's like, I can't even imagine having an entire neighborhood destroyed like that.
Yeah.
And then having to deal with that. That's just crazy.
Yeah, that's got to be tough. Really tough.
So anyway, shout out to Prax as well for linking me all that and keeping me updated on that. We might, like I said, upcoming show, we might have follow-ups with them. I would like to have some of those people on as well and maybe discuss that and give some update, because that is just freaking intense. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't know. Unless you have anything else to discuss, I think we can kind of play shout-outs and call it a night.
Yeah, you can do shout-outs.
Okay. All right, we'll do shout-outs. Let me just get ready for that. So yeah, like I said, guys, next week we might do like a movie commentary or something. I don't know, we'll have fun. We'll do something for the fact that it's a holiday. So, all right, we'll be back after the roundup. Support for FurCast comes from Patreon users, including Shaymon the Photon Wizard, Feyun, Oliver Fox, Energize the Wolf, Sweetie Darling, Midnight Plasma, Parafen, A New Fox, Riley the Wusky, Binary Paws, Fireline Coyote, Code Yaks, Loop, Tukiri, Lieutenant Fox, Doxy, Arceus the Tiny Tiger, Legalize a Woo, Meru Snowmew, Jeb with an uppercase E and a lowercase L, D Otter, Ski Sharp, Nether Lynx, Josh the Kazoo, Frost Wolgon, Wump, Adrian the Husky, Taru the Yellow-Nosed Doggo, Archon the Four-Eyed Dragon, Leon Wolfheart, Jax the Husky, Gwen the Bat, aka Deep Moan, Decibel Fox, Zoopy Zoe the Oreo Tiggy, Vertical Feline, Fuzzy the Fox, Crazy Wolf, A Certain Horse, and Gaia Wellen.
Additional support comes from social media. Twitter users, Commander Wolf 3, Alpha Were Fox, Magic 7 Wolf, Kazro Fox, XSS Fox, Cody Boopers, Demonic Vell, Dark Wolf Beats 14, Drop Table Foxes, Dapper Panther, Jesse A. Carver, Cyrus Azell, Mike Chrome Fox, Malactus on Twitter at Virtual Fox, Zelig on Twitter at Stealthy Dragon, 12 on Twitter at The Lion Thing, Shua on Twitter at Pulsing Panther, Dakota Winter on Twitter at DakotaWolf12, and from YouTube channels, Hayu Martin and Joe G. Bear.
Additional support for FurCast comes from Devin D. Parlett and the Furry Hockey League at FurryHockeyLeague.com, Macro Wolf at MacroWolf.com, Shisha Sheppy, Who's a Good Boy? Record Not Found in Table, Foxes, with Primary Key, Dark Vox DK, Harry Who Ink Pen Mouse at HarryWho.com.
Please stay out of the designated tar seating on public transport. This is a public service announcement by the Quadruped Care Foundation and Nadia Mayer.
Silver Moonshine, fursuit maker, and future pup you fur. Tantru, with World in Rue View, providing fandom news since 2015. Patty, who says what Sox says is true. Sox, who says what Patty says is not true. Nectris the Koi Dog Rogue, furry tabletop enthusiast since 2009. Saucy Fox, who says, I'm trash, raccoons, HMU. Fishmeister Cod, still not a furry since February 2011. Sorcerer Dale, the Kilted Dragon, find me on Telegram at Sorcerer Dale. Fisk _ McTaggart, on FA, will draw for food. Spurigs, still working on muzzles since 2015. Cody's Customs, specializing in gas and diesel truck builds. Max Shepard, who says, fluffy Norwegian hugs to everyone. Little Sunshine and Scootaloo with the unofficial XBN Xbox app at patreon.com/horseapps. FurCast's number one wimpy fan, Tyler the Wesky. Chris Dale, on FA, specializing in toony art. I'm a couch and you can too. Find out more on Twitter at @signatar. The Church of Issoir, worshipping Lynx since the year Tuft. X the Fox, the real Blue Fox. Deal with it. Kumo, wishing everyone a :3 day. To Bunny Boy, who says at Paradox, bunnies are friends, not food. Super Dwarf, with anthrolinks.net. SkyCorp, creating transformative technologies for mature audiences at skycorp.global. Zoopy Zoe, supporting Tim Tam Anonymous meetings. Disc Cookie, creating procedural beatmaps for VR rhythm games. Kranos, who says, circles are rubbish. Meds the Fox and Mississippi Anthropomorphics, like our Facebook page at facebook.com/msanthro. Tekwin, TC Fox, and Kaiwana of the Infrasec Den in Wellington, New Zealand. Sylvan Scott, on Fur Affinity with macro, micro, and hyper fiction stories. Shadow Claw Studios, check out our Facebook page for links to our gaming streams. The Feline Support Alliance, Mao for All, and All for Mao. Okay, so let's sit back here and look at that. I don't know. Like, listen, it's your money. It's your spot. But let's look at the message that sends. Like, I'm a cat. You're a cat. There are a lot of other cats out there. That's a message that tries to unite everyone behind Mao. I don't know that's the way everyone thinks. I think you have to persuade people and send a message of inclusiveness. We're a big cat tent party. We have big cat tents that everyone can fit under.
We're snuggly is what I'm trying to say. So if you want to send a message of inclusivity, maybe it should be RAR for all and R all for RAR. Well, that doesn't, we can word it better than that. But, you know, I think MAU is a somewhat of a stigmatizing term. You know, I don't think people wake up in the morning and want a MAU. I think people wake up in the morning and want a RAR. Am I right? Am I right? Come on. Come on. Again, you know, you can write whatever you want, but I'm just trying to help a brother out. All right. Yeah, think about that next time. The Feline Support Alliance. MAU for all and all for MAU. Okay, that just doesn't sound good. That just doesn't sound good. Change it to RAR. That's where it's happening. Yeah, no, don't come to me with that. You can do better.
Check it Airlines. We still and always will land on our feet. Silver Gatomon at patreon.com/silvergatomon. Cheetah Paws for a daily dose of bulgy arts. Support him at patreon.com/cheetahpaws.
And a very special thanks to Blaze Fusky. Support for Furcast comes from Patreon, PayPal, Bitcoin, and from listeners like you. To become a patron and learn more about supporting Furcast, visit furcast.fm/donate.
This is XBN.
Welcome back. Also, yes, definitely a special shout out to Blaze Fusky. We put that in the end there, and I think that's a good way of doing it. It might adjust it a little bit, but hope that works out for everybody. It's okay with everybody. But yeah, so Blaze Fusky went from being the first person in our Patreon shoutouts to now forever the last person in our Patreon shoutouts. Basically, I'll move them around. It's actually funny when I moved a few of them around, and then we were doing the shoutout thing at MFF, which we'll try to do again this year. Jesse and I are going to try to do it. I ended up flipping them around a little bit in the script, and a few people got upset at me, and it was great. I actually recorded one of them. And it was, I'm definitely doing that again. I'm just going to fuck with people. Like when they say their names and be like, oh no, actually you have to say it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Or like if I ever find anybody where like I pronounce their name wrong and then they pronounce it correct, I'm going to be like, no, you have to pronounce your name this way.
It's the wrong way.
Just like correct them on how to pronounce their own name. Totally doing it.
So, you know, this is how your name is pronounced.
Yeah.
Not this way. It's yeah. The other way.
Yep. It's like literally people message me. They're like, actually my name is pronounced this way. And I'm like, no, it's not. No, just it's pronounced this way now. You're wrong.
Anyway. You're wrong. Your own name is wrong.
Your
just
own
so
name.
You know.
Oh, my God.
So we're all aware.
So anyway, well, that's pretty much it. We're going to call it a short show. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for everybody who supports us and everything. Thank you to everybody for joining us live. We're going to call it a night on the podcast. So super short show. And then, I don't know, we'll take some live calls. So thank you guys for tuning in. I guess I'll, like, pull the regular track that we usually play. for the end of the show, we'll do this whole thing. There we go. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. Also, I'll mention just right here at the end, if you notice that we sound a little bit different, that's because we're using different mics and different like audio processing settings. I am working on it. So you might notice that the sound changes a little bit over the next few episodes. That's because... let me put it this way. You guys know these old microphones that we've been using for like 10 years? We just got these new ones, and if you go listen to the first episode of Furcast, which I don't recommend doing, you can hear how much different the show sounded on these microphones, because I had a lot to learn about how to make, how to get more mileage out of these. So considering these are brand new to me, just, you know, give me another 10 years to figure these ones out, if you will. So it's going to be changing a little bit. But if anybody has any comments on that, on the way it sounds, or if you don't like any aspect of it, do let me know. I'm trying to make it a very natural, more open sound where we're not like eating the mic constantly, and it's just more like we're just in the room with you.
I like eating the mic. I'm a dog.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to eat things.
You're supposed to eat things?
But I'm not supposed to.
Anyway.
Right? Isn't that how it works?
Well, thank you for joining for a quick show.
You are welcome. You are welcome that I was here.
All right, guys. Good night. We'll see you for post show.